You're listening to the Story Selling Podcast, where we help you create better content, double your impact and your revenue through the power of story and sales psychology. Here's your host, digital marketing strategist and founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, 16 Ramos.
Hey, hey, welcome to the fourth installment of our 12 Days of Sales Psychology series. Today, we're diving into the weird and wonderful details of the bizarreness effect. This is a continuation of our daily series, leading up to Christmas Eve, where we unravel the psychological tricks and techniques that have made the most successful brands. If you missed our last episode on anchoring, be sure to check it out after this one. Now let's get bizarre. Picture this. You're scrolling through your social media feed, and suddenly you see an ad featuring a purple elephant playing the piano. It's strange. Definitely doesn't make any sense. But it was successful in one important thing. It made you stop and look. This is an example of the bizarreness effect in action. At its core, the bizarreness effect refers to the phenomenon where unusual or bizarre information is more memorable than commonplace information. This concept is pivotal in marketing because it helps brands stand out in an ocean of ordinary advertisements. But why does the bizarreness effect work? It all boils down to how our brains process information. Our brains are wired to notice and remember things that deviate from the norm. When we encounter something out of the ordinary, like our piano-playing elephant, our brain's attention and memory systems kick into high gear, ensuring that the image sticks with us long after we've seen it. Let's look at three brands that have masterfully implemented the bizarreness effect. There are a lot of brands that have done this, but let's take a look at three. Old Spice is a great example. From their TV ads to their social media content, I think Old Spice has really mastered bizarre and embraced it. They had a campaign called The Man Your Man Could Smell Like. And in this campaign, Old Spice transformed their brand image by adopting an off-the-wall, bizarre sense of humor. A man on a horse, diamonds pouring out of his hand, these strange yet memorable images made Old Spice the only brand people thought about when it came to men's grooming products. Skittles Taste the Rainbow campaign took on a whole new meaning with ads featuring bizarre elements like a man milking a giraffe, really strange. So Skittles used these odd visuals to create a unique and unforgettable brand identity. Now, while bizarre isn't really my dominant brand voice, I've applied it to some of my social media content where, you know, I'd put a funny face on a campaign when people would usually see me in polished portraits. And it gets the engagement every single time because it simply isn't something my audience is used to seeing. So how can you implement the bizarreness effect in your niche? Here are three tips if you haven't done that before. First, embrace the unexpected. No matter your industry, find ways to incorporate elements that are out of the ordinary. This could be through your visuals, your messaging, or even your product design. Second, balance is key. While it's important to be bizarre, ensure that it doesn't overshadow your product or your message. The bizarreness should complement, not dominate. Third, and I think the most important, know your audience. What's bizarre to one group might be mundane to another. So understand your audience's expectations and how far you can push the boundaries. There's a book I want to recommend called From Poop to Gold. Yes, as in poop. I can't believe I'm saying that on a podcast, but again, this is the quote unquote weird episode. So here we are. From Poop to Gold, written by Chris Jones. The link is in the description. Talks about the marketing magic of the Harmon brothers, the brains behind the strangest, funniest campaigns in the digital world. From Squatty Potty to Poopery, familiar brands that have become household names by embracing the bizarre, the Harmon brothers took what seemed like disjointed ideas and turned them into money-making campaigns. It's brilliant. Check out the book. I've got the link for you on the episode description. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that the bizarreness effect is a powerful tool in your marketing arsenal. It's all about making your brand unforgettable by breaking away from the norm. So how are you going to mix the bizarre into your brand? It's not easy, but tell me your ideas. Visit 16ramos.com, reach out to me, or if you're listening on Spotify, we got a little Q&A box down below on your phone. Give me your ideas. And if you're looking to add to your library of marketing books, I've got another recommendation for you. It's called From Browsers to Buyers. I wrote this as your ultimate playbook for using sales psychology principles with storytelling so that you can convert more customers. You can find it on 16ramos.com. Join me again tomorrow. We'll be exploring demystifying FOMO, how it really works. We'll delve into the psychology behind the fear of missing out and how it's used to tap into people's anxieties about missing rewarding experiences. Trust me, it's an episode you won't want to miss. Until then, keep exploring the unusual and the bizarre. Who knows what memorable marketing moments you'll create? Have a great weekend and happy holidays.
You've been listening to the Story Selling Podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you like this topic or have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.